What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Well, I'm not your host, Michael Rivero. I'm David from Crucial Nonsense. Joining with me today is Steve Starrs. And Steve and I did a show here on RBN a number of years ago in 2015, 2016 called Lightspeed. So welcome back to RBN, Steve.
Well, it's good to be back. And sorry that it's not a daily thing, but we're glad to fill in for Michael, who needs some rest. And I'm glad he's out there enjoying himself. I hope he gets that. And a big hello to all of our old listeners at RBN, and I miss you all. You know, I can start naming names, but then they might start calling in and asking me where the hell I've been or something like that.
Well, they're probably going to do that anyway In the second hour, and we will open the phones in the second hour and take calls. And Steve Elkins is off today, so he may be with us tomorrow. And we'll also probably have Keith Rogers with us tomorrow and on Thursday. And then Ryan Dawson again on Friday. And then Mike will be back, hopefully well-rested and ready to go. It's definitely been a marathon here trying to cover all the insanity going on in the world. We've got more of the Black Lives Matter spreading all around the world. And we've had the coverage of the funeral today. And I noticed something when I was looking out amongst the crowd as they're doing the coverage of that, I didn't see any white faces. And I was like, wow, that's kind of odd, because I've had lots of black friends, I've had lots of white friends, and we're all kind of a mixed race community here. And whenever we have, you know, funerals and we lose one of our own, all of us, not just black, not just white, all of us, you know, come and we celebrate the life of our fallen comrades and support the family and all that stuff. And you would always see a mixed bunch of people out there. So you're trying to portray to me that George Floyd had absolutely no white friends at all, that it's just the black community on this. I mean, they're really trying to stage this up to be a lot more divisive. And we've had enough of that stuff, I tell you. So anyway, we had to cover that here briefly because that is, you know, current and what's going on. We've got lots of stuff going on overseas. Netanyahu's wanting to annex the rest of the settlements by July 1. What could possibly go wrong there? And we got a bunch of other things. This whole violence against the cops and stuff like that is spreading everywhere. There's big, giant protests over in London. And it's not just the United States anymore. It's a United States issue. It's a Milwaukee issue. But yet, it's global. That's got to really kind of make you wonder. What do you think about that, Steve?
Well, you know how I think about it. I'm actually very much in favor of agreeing with you on about 99.9% of actually all of that. I don't know, that was a long way to say I agree. But anyhow, yeah, that's what's happening, all right. I mean, it's kind of a blackface political move here. You know, you heard that term now, blackface politics, where you have all these Democrats pretending to care a lot, and they put on these scarves and take a knee. And it's all staged. I mean, it's all about perception from your terrorist media, better known by most people as the lamestream mainstream. I call it what it is, the terrorist media. That's what it's become, friends, a terrorist organization that is controlling thought of a lot of people who have not woken up to it yet. And so I don't have to tell our friends here at RBN. They know this very, very well. But That's, you know, I mean, this is the perceptions that they are presenting to the American public. And it's criminal and it's reckless endangerment. They should be held accountable. If AG Barr is going to say people crossing state lines to commit terrorist acts should be investigated, I think he should start with the media as well, because they're definitely crossing state lines and causing all kinds of misconceptions. Friends, lies are dangerous. You know, sticks and stones may break your bones, but lies will damn your soul. You know, I mean, that's what you got to get. You got to understand that bad information is one of the most dangerous things out there. And most people don't realize how dangerous it is, regardless of free speech. I mean, free speech should be a free marketplace of ideas. That's what I think Oliver Wendell Holmes stated many years ago, and some of the earlier Supreme Court judges said the original intent, and I agree with that, was to have a place where people could talk and discuss things, agree, disagree, point out truths and fallacies. But it's not supposed to be run by a lot of people, a private cartel of people who decide to program whatever they want going on. And that's what's happened all along with COVID-19. It's now going on. They changed the squeeze frame on the visual image of the public from the virus that was so not so deadly, right? And now it's the riots, and it's all this problem with the riots, even all the way to UK. You know, we had a clip that we were listening to with Nigel Farage talking about what's happened in London. Why is this going on all over the world, too? I mean, that's a serious question. All of a sudden, the virus is everywhere, and now the riots are everywhere, Dave. There's something really wrong.
Globalism. Once you have a problem in any one sector, in this globalism, you have to make it everyone's problem. You can't just have a riot in one city. No, it has to be absolutely everywhere. This is very dangerous, and you're right about the terrorist fake stream media promoting all of this stuff. You know, we should be trying to make cooler heads prevail. We should be trying to tamp the fires down and try to actually heal these wounds. What happened with George Floyd on his face with this Chauvin guy kneeling on his neck until he died is reprehensible. And we have a lot of police violence out there. It's not just against blacks. It's not just against whites or browns. It's everybody. They're being thugs out there. And actually, they're a little bit more resistant to being mean and battering the black people because there's always this fallout of it. Oh, you hurt somebody that's black. Black Lives Matter. We're going to riot. We're going to burn your town down. But we don't have the same protection for the brown or the white or the Asians or anybody else. And there's plenty of enough other people being brutalized by these cops with all these militaristic tactics like the IDF, how they treat the Palestinians. There's a lot of violence and brutality going on. Should we not be calling out all of it?
We should. Yeah, I mean, there are certain situations, of course, where people are out of control. You know, we know that. And but this wasn't one of them. And as I watched what took place there, I was wondering why George Floyd was sitting on the pavement there with two patrol cars, and then they walked him down the street before this all started. I don't get it. I mean, there's something really wrong with the whole thing. It wasn't this major infraction, although he might have been on what they say that his system might have been full of a lot of fentanyl. I don't know. There's been these autopsies. There should be probably at least three of them, I would think, too. But now that he's buried, there probably won't be any more. The question is, of course, you know, why they handled it this way, which really is suspicious to me. I have a lot of questions about a lot of things. I don't have any theories. I don't go there until I've got some sound, something to look at that's sound. Like we saw at the Boston bombing, we saw at Parkland, like we saw in various other places, you know. I haven't seen anything as direct as that I can put my finger on to say something isn't right about this staged or not staged event. I can only say I have some questions still remaining as to what really happened.
Naturally. Of course we have questions. There's always going to be questions. And I think those questions should be answered before people fly off the handle. And the fact is, these officers have been charged. They're going to be brought before a court. So right now, justice is pending, and we have to give these people due process. Everyone deserves due process. George Floyd deserved due process. He was denied that. That's a big deal. I don't like that. That never should have happened. But that doesn't excuse us removing all of the other due process of everybody else, just burning everything down without thinking about it. Okay, it's being dealt with. We are trying to deal with it. We're trying to heal these problems out here. And there still is some amount of racism out there. I'm not going to say that there's not. There's going to be bigotry because that's just part of the way humans act towards each other. But fanning all this stuff up only deepens that. It doesn't heal it. So what do we want? Do we want more of this? That's certainly what it seems like. Or do we really want to be able to come together as one American people and just, you know, forget about this color thing because it really doesn't matter. What we need to do is treat people on equal basis, equal standing under the law. We're not all equals, but hey, we deserve equal standing under the law, and we need to be able to give people a fair shake. And if we're trying to bias it to giving a protected class special treatment, sorry guys, that's just as racist.
Sure is. And that's what we don't stand for in this country, and that's why we're asking, in the title of Mike's program here, what really happened. And it's nice to hear some of the stories and things that we've heard about this that are asking questions instead of just a narrative that we've gotten. And so typical. You know, we go back, but this is the news media now that's become, I think it was Tucker Carlson, Dave, that said the news media has become the, instead of the watchdog of the people, it's become the guard dog of the elitist and the globalist. It's, they're no longer serving us at all. And this is terrorism. It's a terrorist news media. It's propaganda almost continually, 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's definitely over the top. My police your background noise there, Steve. I don't know where the whooshing was coming from. And we're trying to rebuild some things because we've been having some technical difficulties, I know, with hardware. You know, one of his links to the mixer failed this last week, and we had some other stuff happen somewhere else that had to be repaired in an emergency-type fashion. So, you know, technical gremlins are what they are, and we're just trying to make sure that we deal with the problems best that we can. So, you know, sorry about the interruption there, Stu.
No worries. It could be the wind blowing here in Colorado. I mean, we've had nothing but 4 days of wind. It's pretty bad. Is it still there?
Yeah, it's still there. But hey, we'll deal with it. It's still better than on the phone. Yeah, you are having a bunch of wind there, and you know, we had a little wind here in the Arkansas area yesterday with a lot of rain. That Cristobal, that tropical thing, you know, came right through here and dumped a lot of rain and a lot of wind. Not much damage. And I don't think we had anything terribly severe. I hadn't heard of any really bad damage. But, hey, the hurricane season is just getting warmed up, so we're going to have a bunch more of these storms. And I'm very familiar with the weather in Colorado. I'm from there, as some people know. And it does get windy sometimes, and we do get some interesting weather up in the Rockies. And I definitely miss it one of these days. I hope to get back there. I have had the opportunity to work with Steve on the 1360 AM station there, serving our home area. And I have a great affection for the Front Range area as a result of having grown up there. And I don't know what's up with your audio there, Steve, but I'm getting a lot more wind. Hopefully you don't get blown away. But you can go to 1360KHNC.com if you want to check it out. We are on open forum. And we have Monday and Tuesday, and sometimes we fill in other places, too. We're kind of the jack of all trades, master of absolutely nothing. And they stick us wherever we need to fill in. We've been volunteering there for a little bit better than a year now. So how about all that?
Yeah, it's been a long time. I can definitely see the levels have got some problems here. And I'm sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. But you know, it is windy in Colorado, so you know what I've been listening to for the last 4 days.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, we're glad to be back here and talk to those of you at RBN. It's been a while for us, and for me anyway. And Dave's been working too, and I appreciate his work all the time. So, yeah, we're moving ahead. We've got some things happening. Beginning to talk a lot about the science behind the whole COVID thing. We might play those clips. I don't know if we can play those clips if we ran, because I don't think the RBN audience heard of them. Maybe that the ones that had to deal with the plandemic that really proved that this thing wasn't an accident. That this is all about changing the entire economic system. It's what they call the fourth industrial revolution that they're bringing.
Yeah, it definitely is. You might have a little look at the audio there, Steve, because I'm not exactly sure what's going on. But hey, since we have those clips, number three and number four, and you know which ones I'm talking about to play, and we can discuss these. And I'm going to go ahead and play those, and that'll give you a minute to see if you can sort out what's going on with your audio. So we're going to go with the clip here, and then we're going to discuss this, and then, you know, if Steve's got his audio fixed, we'll get in here and talk about this more, and then we'll play the second clip. But here we go.
We have a choice to remain passive, which would lead to the amplification of many of the trends we see today. Polarization, nationalism, racism, and ultimately increase social unrest and conflicts. But we have another choice. We can build a new social contract, particularly integrating the next generation. We can change our behavior to be in harmony with nature again. And we can make sure that the technologies of the fourth industrial revolution are best utilized to provide us with better lives. In short, We need a great reset.
According to the World Economic Forum website, the Great Reset Agenda would have three main components. The first would steer markets towards fairer outcomes, aka wealth redistribution through taxation and regulation. The second component of the Great Reset Agenda would ensure that investments advance shared goals, such as equality and sustainability, aka there will be global standards regulated by task forces to control every aspect of your life through regulation and ensure compliance to the 2030 Agenda. The third and final priority of the Great Reset Agenda is to harness the innovations of the Fourth Industrial Revolution to support the public good, especially by addressing health and social challenges, aka this is the transhumanist agenda to merge man with machine and enforce compliance with global governance initiatives laid out by the UN's 2030 Agenda. Now, this might be a good time to note that 14 of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals include vaccination.
I'm not going to talk about mandatory policy and where I stand on that point. It may well come up later, kind of hoping it does in the questions, because then I'll share with you my rather one-sided opinion on that. So what could be a better return on investment, Rob? What could we invest our resources in if we're not going to tackle hesitancy? If hesitancy is not to blame, how are we going to deal with this in the future? Well, I would argue that now is the time where we need a shift in perspective. Immunization is a best buy. 14 of 17 SDGs are addressed through immunization. And when we talk about universal health coverage, we talk about primary health care, we talk about health security. Without immunization, there's none of that.
None of that at all. How about that? They really have this all mapped out. And when this whole COVID thing came on the scene and they started collapsing the economy, which was going to happen anyway to kind of cover up the banker fraud, now this global reset is absolutely necessary to be able to get things back on track, because now the debt is absolutely astronomically unpayable and we're not going to be able to pull out of that anytime soon. Steve, do you get your audio figured out?
I'll give it a try here. I don't know if that sounds any better or not.
No, not really. It was working so well earlier. Well, hey, live radio, you know, we have to kind of deal with all of that stuff here. Maybe try amping up your gain a little bit. And I'll talk a little bit more about all this stuff here, because you also have, you know, all this this Black Lives Matter stuff, you know, and all this, you know, tension, and it's gone worldwide, just like this whole pandemic. It went worldwide almost instantly. It's like everybody's having exactly the same problem, and we're collecting economy after economy after economy after economy. And it all started off in China, you know, with them having the first lockdowns in Wuhan. And I had a very sneaking suspicion once that happened that this is going to be kind of interesting what they're going to do with that. And here we are, and we're still in a state where we have a bunch of lockdowns all over the place.
Right.
There you go. That sounds a little bit better.
Ah, good. I think I know the formula now. We're having to work with things. But anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt you. My technical issues are nothing compared to what you're saying. So you continue, Dave.
Well, you could, chime right in on this, because we've been talking about this for, several weeks now, trying to get to the bottom of it. In fact, we had a whole panel of experts on, over the past couple of months to debunk these tests and to really get to the bottom of, what they're really trying to pull over on us. We've had interviews with John Rappaport, which is really great. And we actually have the YouTubes up on that. We have David Crow, Dave Grasnick, and we had Kevin Corbett. There's lots of experience over there in the UK. And then we got journalists like Joan Shenton and Celia Farber. In fact, I think you've got a story from Celia that you want to read, but I think we probably need to wait until the next segment, because we're coming up on the break here. So here we go, and we're going to have a quick word from our sponsors here on RBN, and we will be back here very shortly. So stay tuned for more What Really Happened with Etheric Dave and Steve Starrs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in.
Yeah, they never say that we did, and they will always try to deny that. Hey, Mike had a really good point there on the last break here. Republic Broadcasting is listener-supported. We have all this big money out there being paid big bucks to lie to us, and that leaves us in a real world of hurt if we don't get all of our small money together to start countering all these lies. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org. There's a donate button on the page. You can also call 800-724-2719, extension 3 or extension 1 from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Thursday. Or you can send cash, check, gold, silver, money orders, well wishes, whatever you want. Just don't make sure it doesn't do anything bad. Send it to RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas. Let's see, that would be 78664, if I'm reading that correctly. I don't have my glasses on, so I kind of have to kind of almost go from memory on that. But please support RBN, because we are in the fight of our lives here. This is more important than ever that we get the truth out here. And we have a bastion of truth here on Republic Broadcasting, and we've got a very informed audience as a result of that. So see what we can do about keeping this light on here, because we got our work cut out for us. So, Steve, we were talking about this transhumanist agenda and what's going to start transpiring with all this stuff. You have some comments for us.
Right. I'll just basically say that this was planned, ladies and gentlemen, and this is a big part of it all. I mean, the entire ongoing COVID and infection aspect is all about this. That's what it's really doing. They're trying to use these things in succession in order to get us to submit worldwide. And 14 of the 17 stratagems that they've put in place are about these ongoing worldwide epidemics, and they're all about immunization, which is how they're going to track you. We've got another clip. Why don't we play that, Dave, and I'll see if I can work on things a little bit in the meantime, and let's let the listeners, while they're still
that,
in tune with
that's
all this.
A good idea. This is the conclusion of that thought, so here we go with that.
This is not about saving the planet. This is not about equality. This is about control. Many of the jobs will be taken by robots, so they will redefine work and what it means to work. They want to redefine what it means to be human and determine for you your role and your future of being essentially a transhumanist cyborg integrated into this new control grid. Now, right now we are witnessing the controlled demolition of the current system of control by design in order to usher in this new transhumanist agenda, this new system of global governance, this new digitalized system of control where we will be unable to distinguish organic life from artificial. We won't even have access to our own thoughts, or we'll have access to them, but we won't even be able to control our own thoughts and emotions because they're going to do that for us, because we're going to be tied into their grid system. Now, the current system was never meant to last forever. It was meant to last only long enough to enslave humanity through debt and until technology caught up to the technocrats' envisioned future. And now it's here. Now, do you think that the central banks would take responsibility for the collapse of the current system? Do you think that the governments would take responsibility? No. The virus is here to take the fall. The virus will be the excuse to burn down this old system, as we're seeing happen right now, and out of the ashes this new system will rise. You think that it's just a coincidence that the central banks just so happen to have their new digitalized currencies ready to go? They've already been rebuilding the global infrastructure for years to facilitate this new digital financial system, this new digital financial system of control, which is about to be rolled out on all of us right now. At the same time, they are rolling out the digital immunity passports, and that the UN's digital identity plan is being rolled out and worked on right now, which is being funded and rolled out by Bill Gates. There's so much more. I could continue to go on, but for now, I'm going to have to cut it here. Global governance is at our doorstep. It's being rolled out under the justification of this COVID-1984 crisis. And at the end of the day, we the people do not have a say in our future, according to them. We don't even get a vote, according to them. These technocrats are deciding the future of humanity for us right now. And guess what? The future of humanity isn't human at all.
No, it's not. And that's the problem. It's going to get more and more mechanized and more plugged in, and you'll never be able to tell the difference between the robots and the humans. And we already have this artificial intelligence trying to worm its way into absolutely everything. And it's really not all that particularly intelligent. It's really part of dumbing people down, I think. So, Steve, do you get your microphone under control yet? Okay, I'm gonna guess not. Oh, no audio. Okay, well, that's interesting there. Okay, I will see if I can cover this here for the next couple of minutes, because we really do have our work cut out for us. We've got the Facebooks and the Googles of the world trying to censor everything. You know, we see the censorship happening on the YouTube. We're not allowed to say things that don't, you know, fit the right proper narrative. And it's a whole lot of bad stuff going on. And I don't really know exactly what the solution is, but it's certainly not more of the same, because they're trying to sell us a solution for a problem that they've created. But it's more of the same. It's what got us into this problem in the first place. So why do we want more of what already has proven doesn't work? I don't know. Very strange stuff. We live in troubled times. All right, this is what really happened. Republic Broadcasting Network will be right back after these messages.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
No, I'm not Michael Rivero. I'm David from Crucial Nonsense. I wish Mike was here today. I tell you, we're having nothing but technical glitches. Was trying to get Steve in on one of the other backup numbers, and it's just spitting out errors. And of course, and I'm normally on the back end of all these things. And when I'm on the back end, I've got things to be able to fall back to be able to bring all these things to work. But when I'm trying to be on the air and do this at the same time, well, the attentions get divided and I get all over the place, and I'm not trying to make excuses here, but you know, we're on a shoestring budget trying to make all this stuff work, and with old outdated, you know, hardware and software for, you know, amateurs. We don't have the money to spend, you know, millions of dollars for, you know, production studios and all that stuff. So we're trying the best that we can to be able to, you know, make all these things, you know, work for you guys. Now, I got some other messages that came in during the break that I'm not going to be able to check until we can get Steve back online. And I think we got Steve here, probably back here. Let me see if I can. I got Keith. Keith, thank you for coming to the rescue, brother. I certainly appreciate that. How you doing?
Don't ask.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry I did, you know.
You know, with your globalism thing, I just had to make a comment on that. Can you imagine, as the United States keeps pushing these wars towards Venezuela, Iran, Syria, How do you sell a war to a bunch of U.S. soldiers that are allegedly fighting for their freedoms and democracy back home when this globalism thing is taking over?
You know, I don't rightly know. They're trying it anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are. Anyway, I sent you a video and email there. It got blocked three times before it finally went through there. But they're blocking this Black Lives Matter stuff so people don't really see what's going on. But now we have whites attacking whites.
Yep.
It's too much of it. It's going to keep heating up until we can shine a big enough spotlight on it all so it all kind of comes apart on them. Because they're trying to do all this stuff from the shadows and trying to, you know, trick us into thinking that this is real and it's organic and this is the people, you know, being unruly trying to, you know, demand these things. Well, it's kind of funny how all of these things seem to be demanding the very agenda that they've been trying to promote on us. Don't you find that a bit odd?
Yeah. Did you, I think I did. I sent you that video from TYT. Where it talked about the protesters, they're all paid by George Soros. The guy admitted it right on camera. And you know what gets me, though, is if both political parties weren't in on this, then Trump would have went after Title 18 subversion on this. And why isn't Soros locked up?
Yeah, I don't know. He needs to be. He won't be, though. To all the people that are like that out there spending their billions of dollars trying to span things up, the Bill Gates of the world, the George Soros, and all the rest of them. Yeah, they're not being brought to justice. No. Kind of mad.
Yeah. Anyway, good afternoon, everyone from Montana. This is Keith Rogers over here, and I guess I'm on what really happened right now. But anyway, yeah, it's a shame here because when you see veterans on like Twitter posting the fact that this is not the country they fought for before. And it's not what they envision for the future. I think your comment to me about baking marshmallows on email, there was about the appropriate response to the
it really is. It's getting to that point that, you know, it's almost, you know, beyond repair. And we keep fighting this and trying to save all this. But what are we actually trying to save? You know, the system that has been poisoning us with all these bad medicines, that it's been plunging us into unpayable debt, you know, for all this. We really want to save all of that? You know, really, I think we probably need to do a wipe and reload, you know, to, you know, equate it to the, you know, computer IT stuff.
Well, the other thing, though, David, is that we don't see, like, the black community being pissed off at Planned Parenthood that aborts 800,000 babies a year. We don't see Black Lives Matter worried about the United States and their what AFRICOM's doing over there in Africa, or what it's demographically over in Yemen with that population there, or with Libya, those being sold into slavery. I mean, this you can tell this is a psyop.
I tell you, I'm multitasking here. I'm trying to get Steve back online. So just talk for just a half a second there, Keith.
Oh, that's fine. So anyway, when you look at what the financial system is doing right now, I mean, Jerome Powell, I mean, it's funny listening to what he's saying, but then you've got all these... There's a word for that. But anyway, these young millennials out there on YouTube, they're talking about their stimulus checks.
Yeah.
You know, they will be the last ones to see a stimulus check because corporations come first. Remember, as the bankers are bailing out the corporations and millions of people are becoming unemployed and millions more to go, that these guys are the last ones to ever get anything. And so... they're going to crash the system.
Yeah, they already have.
Welcome back, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, but thank you. I'm sorry we had these problems, but you're absolutely right, Keith. And I'm glad that you're there speaking up on all this because that's exactly what's going to happen with a lot of these people who think that there's a never-ending bucket of money in the government. And they're going to be the first to find out that they're the first ones cut off, I think.
Yeah, they are. I was looking at the stats this morning there from Fred, as they call it, the Federal Reserve, And if you watch the what they call the cash liquidity, the M2, it is going down and down and down, which means there's no money flowing into the 70% of the world's population, which is consumer-based. And then add the 40-some million that are unemployed. And remember, they just came out and admitted that that jobs market or the jobs increase was actually a skewed number. And yet all the politicians are still going on that skewed number, saying, well, look at the economy, the growth. Even Trump is out there tweeting about it, how great things are getting, you know. And it's all a lie.
Yep, sure is. And you know that... as you mentioned, there are all these laws in place about this kind of international subversion, everything that's been going on all this time that has never been executed or held to the you know, the justification of the American people in avenging us, our adversaries who have been over there doing all of these things all this time. And the only, you know, obviously Hillary's still walking. Look at Comey, look at Mueller, look at all these people. And yet, at the same time, we're being penalized by this system. It's very, very disconcerting to me, you know?
Yes.
No, it absolutely is. It's a real mess.
So what are we? What's our choice right now? I mean, we have this election coming up, and everybody thought Trump was going to drain the swamp. Oh, we're hoping he would anyway. And a few things have happened, but they've been so minor in comparison to the international plan. And as we said before, and you saw from this clip and or heard from the clip that we played, this was planned to go on, and it didn't just happen in the United States. It's happening all over the world. So if these globalists have the upper hand, in including the United States, then why are we even voting for anybody? You know, it seems to me like they have decided already this is what they're going to do, and nobody's going to make any changes, constitution or not, you know, in our country.
Yep. It certainly seems that way. It's going to be more of the same.
Who is this Kara?
It's a colleague of mine and Steve's. Okay. from the station that she was going to call in and chime in. So hopefully she'll call the 800 number and join us here. For our discussion, so we're just kind of waiting for that.
Anyway, I was going to interject something here, too, where we have white people now washing the feet of blacks and stuff. I mean, they are making this so symbolic and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And again, when it comes to the CIA drugs that have been brought into this country and like that have left so many people homeless. Matter of fact, this... this guy I watch on YouTube all the time, he's down in California. And remember, I sent out a thing here about plywood this morning, invest in plywood. It shows down in California, every single place is boarded up with plywood. And then he goes to the street after street there in the L.A. Basin area there and just shows it. Miles and miles of tents and stuff. And apparently, the Democrats down there have no issue with that. What's one out of four had to seek food relief. And like I say, they don't care about the people. All they're caring about is these big corporations who are hiring. No, they're not. If you look at what the stats say, is they're actually putting people to work at a lesser wage, and then they're starting to fire them with these CEO buyouts and stuff as they're filing bankruptcy.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on.
So the unemployment numbers are going to go right back up again.
Oh, of course. And they were never giving us the real numbers anyway. You know, they're saying it's a few percent is unemployed when, you know, nearly half of the country wasn't able to find work for the longest time. And it never was really healed all the way before all this stuff happened. And we're still not getting the straight dope on all that stuff. There's so many people out of work, and there's so many businesses that have shut down that will probably never open again. It seems to be kind of a consolidation towards all of these big mega corporations that we're going to keep the chains like Walmart and Costco and Best Buy, you know, the big, you know, name brand stores like that. And we're going to make sure all the little mom and pop shops are going to be put out of business forever because they're not going to be able to survive all of this stuff.
Right.
Yay. Wonderful. We need more of that. That's been working out so well for us. The more monopoly they get, the less service we get. The crappier things get, the more these products break as soon as you get them. Or at least 5 seconds after the warranty expires. I'm kind of getting tired of that. We used to have a nation that we would build things, and we build things to last. Not anymore.
Yeah, you know, there's another thing, too, I've been kind of, you know, I don't vote because I, you know, if Jesus was around, I don't think he would pick the lesser of two evils. But anyway, I think there's more and more to this going on here with this paper ballots and also the fact of, like, Jared Kushner saying that I don't know if you want to call it a gaffe there, the fact that about the November elections may be withheld or at least delayed. So all you have to do is look at who the United States is backing throughout Bolivia. All they're doing is bringing up right-wing neo-fascist governments to power. And this is how they control the people. And, of course, when you start looking at the riots and stuff, they're not just here in America now either. They're all over the place. And I'm going to take a break here. Just 1 second. I got to turn this other radio down because it's getting me a little feedback here. So I'll be right back. Okay.
All right, fantastic. We know about, you know, feedback and multiple radios and audio sources and all of that.
Sure do.
We deal with that on a daily basis. And I kind of have the divided attention span here, being, you know, a back-end, you know, engineer producer type, you know, trying to, you know, twiddle the dials, you know, feed the mutant hamster and all that stuff, you know, GMO hamsters. Whoever right. thought that idea probably needs to be taken out and back and shot. But we try to be the best that we can, you know, with all of the distractions on that. And we certainly have had a really bumpy week, you know, of all of that. And I thought it was going to be a much more copacetic day as far as the technology, because we managed to fight through a whole bunch of that stuff, you know, before the end of it. Hey, you know, I wasn't going to open the phone lines just yet, but we already have a call from Jim in Montana. Jim, what's on your mind, brother?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Yeah, we hear you. What's on your mind, bro?
Hey, so have you guys touched on the topic that they're talking about defunding the police and cutting a huge workforce of the police down?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we've heard about the topic, but, you know, it sounds pretty absurd, I think.
If you go back
yes,
to the
yes.
UN
well,
agenda.
You know, that's right out of, you know, that's Antifa has, you know, they've got a book, you know, of several things that they want to see happen in the nation, and that's like right in the top 4 or 5. That's right out of the Antifa handbook right there. And it's so they can run amok. Nobody stop them. What's happening is we're heading to civil war. That's what they want.
Yep.
Okay.
Divide and conquer.
That's right. Because Clinton's, Schumer, you know, they just dropped the charges with General Flynn and stuff. So that whole Russian collusion stuff has just been debunked. Everything that happened with Epstein and Anthony Weiner and everything, these people are getting back to a corner. They're getting to the point where it's either going to be jail or war for them. Okay? If they yep. don't do something like create a civil war in this nation, the evidence is already there. The evidence is there. We could start putting the Clintons and all these people in jail. Okay?
Absolutely.
Now, yeah, so they've got no choice. Now, I'm not quite sure, but I think maybe it was a Patriot Act or something, but somewhere along the line, like 10 years ago or somewhere, I believe that they passed something like if they declare martial law, they can bring the UN in to settle any domestic disturbances, even foreign armies.
Yeah, you're right. Okay? Well, remember, Bill Cooper talked about this many, many years ago there where this small arms treaty, I remember Donald Trump took his signature off of that, but I don't know if that's a ploy or what like that. But the fact is once they eradicate the local police and stuff, all you have left is your military. And with the fascism growing and stuff, that's something to worry about. I was just looking at a story here, matter of fact, as you mentioned that, the fact that this former CIA engineer, this Josh Schultz, has been indicted again in this WikiLeaks case following a mistrial. What gets me about this is that the war on journalism continues. Anyone that's out there actually doing reporting, they're being shot with rubber bullets in the eyes. I mean, if people can't see the way this country is going, yes.
Yeah, anyway, it's going downhill real fast. Yeah, we'll hold you over here real quick, and then we'll get to Dustin and others. 800-313-9443. We'll go ahead and open the phones. Join us on the air. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
All right, we're back here. Second hour, What Really Happened. I am David from Crucial Nonsense. I've got Steve Starrs with me. I've got Keith Rogers. And we were talking with Jim in Montana. And I'm going to get back to Jim, and then Keith's got a breaking news story. So, Jim, pick up where you left off, and let's get this wrapped up.
Yeah, I'll try to make it quick here. So like you said, they take away the police force and all that stuff to the military. The problem is that the military is going to be split. Okay, they're not going to go along with the cabal, the Clintons and Schumer and Pelosi and all those guys. You know, so the military is going to be split. So they're going to have no choice but to bring in the UN for civil unrest. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a lot of Chinese citizens or a lot of Chinese enlisted guys in the United Nations Army that they bring in. But yeah, it's getting bad, and I don't really see us kind of getting out of it now, honestly. Especially if they are able to fall through with the, I mean, what was like 40%? They're going to cut the police force by 40% or something like that. We're talking about billions of dollars of defunding. So start prepping up. Start doing what you need to do now, folks.
Yep.
And stock up on your colloidal silver, and all of us need to try to stick together. And all right, everybody take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Jim, and you're absolutely right. Now, the preppers were given a bad name before, but now everybody's looking at them going, yeah, maybe we understand what you guys were talking about. So, Keith, you had a breaking story for us. So let's get into that, and then we'll take Dustin after you get done. So what's up?
All right. Yeah, on the cusp of what Jim just said here, we have to remember that if you defund the police like that, they're going to make that up in their traffic stops and other departmental type things, court cases, all this stuff like that.
Asset forfeiture, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they'll get more aggressive in that. So anyway, on the cusp of this, yesterday Donald Trump was talking about that elderly man that was pushed to the curb and said that he could be a part of Antifa. Well, it turns out that this Martin, I believe his last name is Wegino, that it's been confirmed, though, that he was a Catholic peace activist. And he was there trying, in support of the Black Lives Matter, to what he called smooth things out and like that. That's why he approached the cops. And there's an article about that on religionnews.com there. But, I mean, this is it, where we see both political parties are trying to push not only the police issue, but also defunding the police issue at both sides, the good cop, bad cop. And remember, when these guys get done and their so-called Capitol Hill type stuff, they're having steak and lobster together. They know exactly what they're doing to this country here, because otherwise you would see everything totally defunded that the government's doing from the Democratic side, and Trump would be vetoing everything. So, I mean, it's all a setup.
Absolutely.
Break's coming up here.
Yep. So. We'll be right back after the break here, and we'll start hour number two.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly.
Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.